My name is Ali Huda. I am 15 years old. Today is November 23rd, 2018, and I'm speaking with Jody Seaver, who is my aunt. We are recording this interview in Dublin, New Hampshire. Jody, when was the first time you realized you knew what you wanted to do in life?
Well, I was raised in a very traditional 1950s household where and I had three sisters and one brother, and my brother was the only child who was expected to do anything, and the girls were expected to look pretty and be nice. And so I didn't have any guidance or any idea that I should do anything until I left home and realized that that was a thing. And so I was a very late bloomer, and at 25, I didn't decide as much as realize that I needed to support myself. And in wondering what I could do, I thought of being a nurse. And it wasn't until many years later that I realized what a great profession it was and that I was a great nurse.
Cool. What image or scene do you think of when you think of childhood?
I mostly think about my family's attempts at assimilating into society. My father was a World War II survivor, and it was very important to my parents to have us do and say and wear things that would help us be accepted by mainstream society. So there was a lot of what I remember is not is curtailing freedom of expression and encouraging being like everybody else and saying the right things at the right time. It's not your typical happy childhood.
Why do you think that was so important for your parents?
Because we were Jewish and he had seen the effects of Nazi Germany on Jews, and he, in his way, wanted to spare his children hurt by being targeted in any way. And my mother was very passive and went along with whatever was important to my father, and that was most important to my father.
Okay. If you could give some advice for the world, what would it be?
Well, having the hindsight of 70 years, I think that the most important things are love, family, community, treating the people that we're close to with as much dignity and respect as possible. And when we do that on that small level, it ripples out to the rest of the world. Related to that, I think that it's really also important to instill generosity of spirit in our children, and not show greed in our lives. Or work on not showing greed in our lives.
Okay. What is the biggest change you have seen in the world?
So the world has gotten a lot smaller because computers have come into existence in my lifetime. And so we know a lot more about what's going on all over the world. And so the pace of the world has gotten a lot faster, and news travels at lightning speed, and so we have a lot more information coming into our brains than we ever have before. And in relation to that, we Americans have adopted this very fast lifestyle where we're doing too much and seeing too much and buying too much, you know. And I think that we have lost sight, you know, of some of the more important things like balance, good health, rest, things like that.
What was your favorite job in high school or college?
I guess my favorite job was, I didn't have any favorite jobs in high school. I had a few jobs, but they were nothing special. Mm. And when I dropped out of college, was really the first time that I worked. And I worked in the Greasy Spoon Diner in Harvard Square. And met some people that I really cared about and had some little community for the first time, it seemed, in my life. And I really had a good time working there.
Why did you decide to drop out of college?
Because I had no direction.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no, none of the people that I seemed to be making connections with helped me in that regard, or hadn't had much direction of their own. You know, I was breaking away from home, realizing that the world was not going to take care of me as I'd been led to believe. And so I was just mostly in college trying to figure that out, how to take care of myself, which, you know, is not really what you pay for an education for. Mm-hmm. It seemed like I needed to get out into the world to figure out better how to take care of myself.
Tell me about your parents and or grandparents.
Well, I think my parents I've talked about a bunch. They were very traditional. My father was very strong, domineering. My mother was very passive and obedient. My mother's parents were very traditional. They grew up around Victorian times. That said, my grandmother did her bit in her, you know, somewhat rigid way of getting the whole family together at her house for Sunday lunches very often, and that was really important. That was really the main way that I got to know my cousins on that side of the family. On my father's side, my father's mother was basically the person that raised me, that gave me any sense that I was really great, even as a 5-year-old, 6-year-old, 7-year-old, 10-year-old, when, you know, home life didn't feel that great. She just thought I was like the best thing on the planet. And I also loved her husband, who was my Zaza, but he died when I was about 7, I think. And I think about her a lot. She has been a great influence in my life, even though she died when I was 13.
Well, would you like to share anything with the future generations? Or like other people that might hear this?
I feel like I've kind of addressed that. You know, what I think is important in life, and I guess also, you know, that given that my childhood wasn't fantastic, that it's never too late to have a great life. with or without therapy and help, you know, things definitely can change, and you can have a great life with all of the great things in life that are important. Whenever, you know, a bad childhood does not doom you for life. I think that it's a good thing to know.
Okay. Describe your first date with your husband.
Well, we sort of met in a bar, and we went out and we talked for a long time that night, and he gave me a kiss goodnight that first night, and I decided that night, unbeknownst to him, that I was going to marry him. And I did.
Wow. Was there, like, cell phones back then? Like,
there were no cell phones.
So then how did you guys stay in touch?
Oh, we had regular phones.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay.
Yeah. We've had means of communication for several years, actually, before cell phones.
Have you seen any changes in education in your lifetime?
Oh, my God. Yes. You know, some for the better and some for the worse. The worst part is the prohibitive cost of college, which continues to skew our society in ways that make rich people move forward and poor people move backward. And I think that, you know, we need to work on that majorly. I think that higher education has gotten to be perhaps more inclusive, more honest. We don't just learn the whitewashed vision of American history. And as far as I can tell, we're still learning. Maybe not in the cities so much, but out here in the country where I live, we still are seeing kind of, you know, the whitewashed version of our American history. You know, we're always the winners and the good guys and the saviors of the world. Mm-hmm. I think our current president is helping to change that picture, but I think that our education is really falling behind the education of the rest of the developed world. You know, everywhere I go in the world, young people seem to know way more about our country than our young people know, which to me is shocking.
Why do you think that is? Like, why would other people know more about us than us?
Well, we have been so important for so long that they're very interested in what we do and think that there's ripple effect from America to the rest of the world. But they also realize other countries realize the importance of future generations in a way that I don't feel like our country does. We don't value our young people.
Any other information you'd like to say?
Gosh. I don't know, but this was a really interesting thing to do with you, you know, being a young person and, you know, being able to have an ongoing relationship with young people has gotten more important to me as I've gotten older, and especially since I've had time to think about other people since I retired a few years ago. So these are really important questions and ones that I hope that you keep talking to other older folks about.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you for doing this interview.
Yeah, it was fun. Funner than I thought it would be.